Shabbat Shalom. Have you ever met anybody who is really seriously stubborn? Maybe not just stubborn, but I'm always right. I am going to have my way. I am not listening to anyone, no matter what kind of stubborn. I think we all have. And that's something we will hear about in today's parasha, Be'era, Va'era. It begins in Exodus 6:2. Va'era means, "And I appeared." God instructed Moses to get his people, the Jews, out of Egypt. This was no simple task. The Egyptians, especially the Pharaoh, needed his slaves or their slaves to do all of their hard work for them. Pharaoh would not make it easy for Moses. It would be very difficult to get Pharaoh to do what God wanted. And that is when God appeared. Moses was starting to catch on about just listening to and trusting God. And Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Let God's people go." God had warned Moses that Pharaoh had a hard heart and that it wouldn't be so easy. There would be some work and some pain involved. Why, though? Why didn't God just smash those Egyptians and wipe them out and be done with it? He could have. But God wanted the Egyptians to see his power. He wanted to show them what he can do. God never promised to protect us from all of our problems, to just take them away. He promised to see us through them. And he did it with the Jews of long ago, and he does it with us today. He wants others to see us handling our problems with our jobs, our families, financial setbacks, and physical issues. He wants the others to want what we have, the power and the grace and the goodness of God in our lives. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh just like God instructed, and Pharaoh said, "Okay, show me something like a miracle." So Moses told Aaron to throw down his staff, and he did, and God turned it into a snake. Pharaoh called upon his magicians, and they did likewise, and their staffs all turned into snakes. So you got to ask yourself, how could this happen? We have to remember that Satan and his demons have power too. It's just that God's power is much greater. So God's snake went over and ate up all the rest of them. This miracle didn't do it. Pharaoh needed more convincing. The Lord told Moses to stretch out his rod above the waters and creeks and the rivers and ponds, and the water turned to blood, making it undrinkable, and it stank. Pharaoh's magicians also turned water into blood using Satan and his demons. Please note that whenever these magicians performed these feats, they always made matters worse. The nation was dying of thirst, and what do? They turn the remaining water into blood. Satan and his demons never do anything to make anything better. Yeah, they can make more snakes, they can make more blood, and they can make more frogs, but all they're doing is making matters worse. The plagues continued, with millions of frogs coming out of the rivers and streams. Now, to me, this one's a doozy. How would it be if there were frogs everywhere? Not just a few, but they're in the kitchens, they're in the food, they're in people's clothes, they're even in their beds. It'd be kind of hard to get comfortable with wet, slimy frogs hopping all over you. God caused the frogs to die or retreat back to the rivers and streams. Pharaoh was given a break and released from the frogs. Did he suddenly see the error of his ways? Did he glorify God and thank him for his mercy? No, he hardened his heart. So this reminds me of a story about a farmer who was nailing down shingles up at the peak of his roof when he suddenly lost his footing. As he was sliding down the roof towards his death, he said, "Lord, if you are there, save me and I'll give you my life." Just then, as he reached the edge of the roof and was about to plunge over to his demise, his belt loop caught on a nail and it stopped his fall. At which point he looked up to heaven and said, Never mind, Lord, the nail saved me. After the frogs came a multitude of lice. They were horrible, and they caused Egyptian nobles to shave their bodies from head to toe. Remember Yul Brynner? He had to shave his body too. Pharaoh's magicians could not duplicate this plague. So I was guessing that where there's a billion lice, a billion and two don't make much of a difference. God got rid of the lice, but man, Pharaoh's heart was still as hard as a rock. Up to now, God's people had to endure these plagues along with the Egyptians, swarms of flies sent by God into the houses and land. The Jews were living in Goshen, and God did not let the flies go in there to torment his people. Thus, God created the first no-fly zone in the history of the world. What is it with this guy, this Pharaoh? He made his own people endure mercilessly. All of their livestock died, and the livestock of God's people didn't die. They suffered with horrible boils all over their bodies. Then there were storms with huge hail and fire that destroyed everything and killed man and beast. But again, there was no hail and no fire in Goshen, where God's people were. During each plague, Pharaoh told Moses and Aaron, "Okay, I get the point. Please make it stop, and I'll let your people go." But then, when the suffering stopped, he hardened his heart and changed his mind. God was using Pharaoh to prove his power and his might to the Jews and to the Egyptians. Pharaoh was one of the most powerful people in the world at the time, but God was using him like a toy to show everyone that following God and obeying him was the right thing to do. But if they didn't follow him and obey him, they were just asking for trouble. This all happened a long time ago, and a lot has changed since then. But one thing hasn't changed, and it's something that we can always count on. In Hebrews 13:8, it says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." And that's the truth. These were not all the plagues and tribulations sent by God to secure the Jews' release. We'll hear more about that next week. Lord, please make sure we listen to you and obey you. You've shown us the way and taught us lesson after lesson in your Torah. It is a wonderful gift from you to all of us who believe in you and your Son. Please keep our ears and our eyes and our hearts open to your word. Amen. Shabbat shalom.